Hello everyone.
Hello.
Are you all ready, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. First question, please.
Well, congrats. Winning a big title again. How happy are you?
Very. Very happy. Yeah, a lot of emotions actually, and it's been a tough road, a lot of work, and it paid off with a nice title. And if I look back where I was like 5-6 months ago, it's amazing to have a title already. So it's really nice moment for me and for all my team, and I really. It's very emotional, yeah. That's all I can say.
Well, it took you a lot of time to win your first title and your first part of the career. You come back and, as you said, 6 months, second title after that. I think this is even more important.
Well, yes. Yeah, when I was starting again, when I got back, I looked like on this like a second chance, second career actually, and it's been nice since. It's nice comeback and a nice. It's been different playing tennis ever since I came back. I'm more happy on the court. I enjoy a lot of things on the court, and it's definitely more nicer to play now than before. And yeah, as I said, it's been great. I had a great week behind me, and it's just everything was really satisfying for me. So I'm going happy to Melbourne, where I have my next match already on Monday, and I'll try to continue playing good tennis as I did here.
How nervous were you at times tonight? How much did nerves come into your?
Not too much. One point of the match, I got. Not nervous, but you know, he broke my rhythm a little bit on 4-1 in the second set. He took a medical timeout, and I felt I was close, and you know, close to finishing the match. And he started hitting the ball pretty sweet and fast. Didn't want to rally too much, and he made a few good shots. I missed some. That was when he broke me, but I think I've refocused back again pretty good on the next game, broken back, and then served good for the title. And it's, I think I was pretty well prepared for this match, and overall my focus was pretty good.
Well, as you said, you're playing already on Monday, but don't you think that even though it's always like that, but players who play the final of the week before a slam should get a
That's what you should tell to the ATP and the people making the schedule. Well, that's how it is. I mean, it's actually the same for my opponent who won the title in Auckland. So that's going to be interesting. We both came from qualies and won the titles. Me here and him in Auckland, as I said. And we have one day of rest. I mean, tomorrow is a travel day, so I don't know if you can count it as a day of rest, but I'll definitely have to practice once there and see the courts and conditions. But that's the life, I guess, of a professional tennis player. I mean, it's not easy, we know it, and you gotta adjust pretty fast. I mean, that's why I admire all the great names, great champions who do it week after week. You know, they keep winning, and that's what you got to do if you want to make it to the top.
Is there anyone you want to kind of give in a way this title to?
Yeah, there's many people, definitely. Of course, my parents were always there and gave me opportunity to do this, to play. Definitely my coach, Jack Reeder, and my trainer Miloš Elisevčić, who were with me already for a few years, and they were with me. They stayed with me when I had a time off, and then they were by my side, and we worked hard, and they believed in me always, and this really means a lot to me, and they helped me a lot also also friends, of course, who were great and also very helpful and very, you know, gave me a lot of positive energy during my toughest time in life, and that means a lot. And then I want to thank all the people who were there for me at that time.
Victor, if you end up going, like, making it back or making it to the top 10 or even better, is it possible that you would look back at the band as even a positive thing?
No. No. No, because I know that I didn't do anything wrong, and it's very painful when you know you're innocent and they punish you for something that, you know, you didn't do anything wrong, and that hurts a lot, and I will never forget that. I mean, they went after my career and they wanted to ruin it on the court, and it's been very tough in the start. So I will never forget it, and it will never. It gave me a lot of. I mean, I was motivated and pumped even more after when it happened. After a few months, when I got to think about it, after all, I decided I wanna play tennis again and give my best, and of course come back stronger than I was. But still, it's not the way it should have happened. That's what I think.
I've been watching you in Brescia, the ATP Challenger.
Brescia?
Yeah. Now you're the old man, and I still can't figure out, is your forehand better than the backhand, or the way
you're on? I don't know. I don't want to give it out now publicly. Let's keep it a secret.
How important?
Two more questions, please.
How important is just physical fitness for you right now? Because you seem to be moving really well, and there were a lot of points that played that tonight. It was actually very entertaining tennis. How important is it for you to be able to keep
it up? I gotta say, I've been working harder than ever, probably, and I feel very, very fit. I didn't have any problems. I mean, I had 8 matches here, and luckily I haven't had problems, and I feel very fresh again, and I feel I can go again. Playing good on Monday, and we'll see. I mean, it's definitely I was working hard, and that's paying off. And I have inside myself, I have trust and trust in my body, and I feel I can do a lot of things. So that's the most important thing.
Final question.
Good luck in that.
Thanks, Laf. Thanks.
Thanks,
guys.
Okay, if you want to come on.
Sure.
Sorry.
Go.
What is this?